Part 4, Abacus Logic Method, Division.
Let's move to division now.
All right. This is 1,480 divided by 8. So I'm going to set 1,480, which is my dividend, all the way to the right. And I'm going to set 8 to the all the way, you know, I think I, yeah,
okay,
I did this
it's
wrong.
16,000.
16,000, not 1,000. Yeah. So 16,480.
Yes.
All the way to the right. And 8 all the way to the extreme left, which is my divisor. And now 8 goes into 16,000 2,000 times. So we're going to set our 2,000 in the 1 billions period. So we'll set 1,000. And now 8, nah, shoot, it's 2,000. And 8
okay.
times 2,000 is 16,000, so we can clear 16,000.
What's your new dividend?
And our new dividend is 480. And 8.
480.
Okay, 480.
Okay.
8 goes into 480 60 times. And 8, I'm going to set the 60 there in the millions period and the 10 millions period. And now.
Because this unit marker,
this unit
the second unit marker,
the
is really your decimal,
this is your decimal
of your
point.
Quotient.
Yeah. So
okay.
Now you're going to do 8 times 60 is 480.
So you're clearing
and
it?
And you're clearing that. So now you can basically, if this is your decimal point, your answer is going to be 2,060.
Okay, now I'd like you to do a problem where there will be a remainder.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Your dividend is 109.
109 divided by 2. So 109 I'll set to the extreme right, which is my dividend, and 2 all the way to the left, which is my divisor. So 2 goes into 150 times. So I'm going to set 50 in the 10 millions period, 50. And 2 times 50 is 100. And 2 goes
your new dividend?
My new dividend is 9.
Okay.
And 2 goes into 9 4 times. And I will set 4 in the 1 millions period. And 2 times 4 is 8. So clear 8. And whatever's left over is going to be your remainder.
And your remainder so always has to be?
Always has to be all the way to the
less
right.
Less than?
Your divisor.
Okay. So then yeah. You know you're done.
Cool. And you clear your divisor. And your final answer is 54, and the remainder is 1.